Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all those who are receiving the sacred initiation today. We will garland you on this day, which is very important for all of you. I would also like to especially welcome all the relatives of the devotees who are initiates. I always feel that as we go through life, we are requiring the well wishes of those who are close to us, and therefore I feel it's very good if there is if the relatives, brothers, sisters, mothers-in-law, fathers, everyone are present in this step where a person takes a concrete step forward towards Krishna. And I really believe if those who are close to the person who receives initiation, if those who are close are there, there are two things which can work: the power of blessings, but also you who are close to the person who is going through this ceremony, you will obtain a lot of blessings for your own life through the connection to that person who is receiving the sacred initiation. You are also blessed. So I want to welcome, starting with Sri Ram here next to me. His older brother is there, Balaram, Hare Krishna, and his sister, who is very much appreciated by and known to you, our Rukmini Priya. I also was very happy to meet his good father, Radha Jivan Prabhu, to whom I have a very close and affectionate relationship due to where we, when we come together, we immediately talk about Krishna and how to move forward. And I know the blessings of his mother, Gaura Bhakti, is also with us. So they are somehow in Akashic space with us. But then is his mother-in-law, Anuradha Devi Dasi, is there. Yes. And his wife-to-become, yes, he is it's almost there, or marriage is almost there, in the summer, I believe. Gopal Nayika is there, so your blessings are highly required. Very nice that you are all there. And you sit directly behind for full support. Also, Mitra is receiving her second initiation, and her good husband is also here. Yes, here, our Rupanuga Prabhu is also with us. And let me see, our Siam Kumari is here. Your daughter Lalita must be somewhere. Violin. Sorry?
No.
Not just now, but when there is kirtan. So, and yes, it's there. And do not know our Russian devotees. Yes, our good husband Divya Govinda is also there, giving full support to the initiation of his wife. So that is very, very good. I really appreciate this aspect of, you know, going together through life, and you're giving support. at the important crossroads so that we move on with with help. We human beings, especially in this age, are highly, highly requiring all the assistance and blessings which we can get. I also am very happy that again our Ramananda Gopal, you will soon recognize his unique signature. He is very, very, you can't miss his sound vibration. It is very fully present. He is our pujari. So I will request him to take over from here and guide us in this ceremony and tell us all what to do at which time. But welcome, welcome, Ramananda Gopal. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I feel the first of all, I want to thank you for your trust, putting your trust in my service. Although I'm not really qualified, I'm much more qualified people, and somehow you see something good in me, so I'm blessed by your mercy. And of course, I'm asking also for the blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas to, that we do together do this ceremony. Of course, we would like to install all the best circumstances, and for this, I would suggest when we first can maybe start chanting Pramasamhita. I don't know, maybe somebody can lead, probably can lead the Pramasamhita, and everybody who has an outline, or sit around somebody who has an outline, or maybe somebody knows by heart, even better, can maybe chant while I do some little things, and then we have all the vibrations here.
Yeah. I forgot to say, Ananta Gauranga is also here. He played with Sri Ram in the same sandbox. I think they know each other from childhood, more or less, isn't it? From early, so blessings is required also. So yes, so do we have the? I can lead in the chanting of Brahma Samhita, but I would require a copy. Or did you? Do I take this?
No.
Good. So this will create a very sacred space. Let us chant this, glorifying the Lord. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vikraha Anari Ari Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani prakara satma sukalpa vriksha Raksha viteshu surabhira vipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra shata samrama sevyamanam Govindamari purusham tamam gadami Venam kvanantam aravindadalayataksham Adavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam Gandharvakoti kamaniya vishesha shobam Govindamari purusham tamam bhajami Alola chanda kalasatva namarya vamsi Ratnangaram pranayakelikala vilasam Shyamam trimangaladitam niyata prakasham Govindamari purusham tamam bhajami Angani asya sakalendriya vrittivanti Pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti Ananda chinmaya sadujala vigrahasya
Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Najami Adveta Machuta Manadi Mananta Rupam Aryam Purana Purusham Navayo Vanamcha Eshu Dulava Madulava Madma Bhakto Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Najami Pantastu Koti Satavasara Sambhagamyo Ayo Adapi Manaso Muni Pungamanam Sopyasti Yat Prabhada Simya Bachin Yatatve Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Bhajami Eko Vyasora Chaitam Madaganda Kotim Yat Shakti Asti Jagaranda Jayaya Nanta Anna Tarasta Paramanu Jayantarasta Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Bhajami Yat Bhava Bhavita Diyo Manu Yasta Daiva Samrabhya Rupa Mahima Sanayana Bhusha Sukhyayameva Nigama Pratitaistu Vanti Govinda Mari Purusham Dhammam Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Ves Dhaviyaya Eva Nijarupa Daya Kalavi Yodoka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto Govinda Mari Purusham Dhammam Bhajami Premanjana Churita Bhakti Viloshanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yashyama Sundara Machintya Guna Swarupam Govinda Mari Purusham Dhammam Bhajami Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amena Dishtat Nanavatara Makarot Bhuvaneshu Kinto Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govinda Mari Purusham Dhammam Bhajami Yasya Prabha Prabha Vato Jagaranda Koti Yudhishvashesha Vasudhari Vibhuti Vinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Bhajami Maya Hi Asya Jagadanda Sadani Sute Traigunyatam Vishaya Veda Vitaya Mala Sattva Valam Viparasattvam Vishuddha Sattvam Govinda Mari Purusham Dhammam Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasatma Jayam Manasu Ya Praninam Pratipalam Svaratam Upetya Vila Itena Bhuvanani Jayatrayasyam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Bhajami Golokanam Nijadam Nidale Chatasya Devi Maheshu Yalidama Shudeshu Teshu Ede Prabhava Nichaya Vidashayena Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Bhajami Shrishti Sthiti Pralaya Sarana Shakti Eka Shraye Vayasya Bhuvanani Vivati Durga Ishanu Rupam Apiyasya Chashesha Tesa Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Bhajami Shiram Yatada Divikara Vishesha Yogat Sanjayate Nahitata Pritagasti Eto Yasambhutam Apitata Samupaiti Kayat Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Bhajami Dipache eva hita shanta marab yubhidya Dipayate vivitta hitu samana dharma Yastade eva hita vishnu taya vibhati Govindamari purushangam bhajami Yaganalam rajalaje bhajati smayoga Midramananta jagaranda saromakupa Adhara shaktim avalambya param samurti Govindamari purushangam bhajami Yasyaikanishvasitakalamatavalamdya Himantiloma vilajajagarandhanata Vishnur mahasayayasya jalamishesho Govindamari purushantaman vajami Asvanyadashma shakaleshu nideshu teja Siyam kiyat prakadayat yapidat vadatra Ramaya esha jagaranda dhana kata Govindamari purusham tamam vadami Yat paravallava yugam vinidaya kumbha Vanve pranama samaye saganadi raja Vignam vihanto malamasya jagatayasya Govindamari purusham namam vajami Agnir mahi gaganamambu maruti sasya Kalastatatma manasiti jagatayani Yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti amsha Govindamari purusham tam bhajami Yachakshuresha savita sakalagrahanam Raja samasta suramurti ashesha teja Yasya gaya brahmati samvrita kala chakro Govindamari purusham tamam bhajami Dharmo tapapa nichaya shutayas tapasi Brahmari kita padagava dayasya jiva Yatatta mata vibhava prakata prabhava Govindamari purusham tamam bhajami Yasvinda gopa madhavindra maho sakarma Vandaru rupa falabhajana mantanoti Kamani nirgati kintu cha bhakti bhaja Govindamari purusham kamam bhajami Vyankroda kama sahaja panaya vipiti Vasaya moha guru gora vasena bhavai Sanchintya tasya sadashyam tanuma purete Govindamari purusham tam bhajami Shri akanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo Dhruma bhuvishchintamani ganamayito yamamritam Katagānam nājyam gamanam apivamsi priyāsaki Chirānandam jyotiparam apitat asmādhyam apicha Sayatra shirapti shavati surabhivyasya smahan Nimesharako va vajati nahi yatapi samaya Bhaje sveta dvipam tamaham yāko lokam mitiya Virantaste sadashiti viralachara katipaye Ishvara parama krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gauravaishnavinda
Hare Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
The initiates, please kindly change the neck beats. Maybe somebody behind you can do this for you.
Mobile telephones click.
Yes, in front of us, such a cup, like a paper cup, and this is our Archman cup, and we do now Archman ceremony, means we getting purified, and we do the ceremony actually three times. One should make it at least two times when we do a fire sacrifice, but in our tradition we do it always three times.
Purify your hand, for water. Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Remember the lotus eyes of Lord Sri Krishna, you become internally and externally clean. Mental path. Okay, so now we are waiting for some inspiring words from
you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Such
an Krishna. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Sunyavani Ascadane Sadarine Nehe Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radhakanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jayatam Saratur Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsarvasva Padambojo Shishiradha Madan Mono Manamo O Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The whole idea of this initiation ceremony is to set someone on the path of purity or purification. It's a transformative journey because we start in one way, and as we proceed in this journey, something changes in us and our heart becomes actually crystal clear so that Krishna can reflect himself in that heart. As we were doing the ceremony with the Archman, I couldn't help but see this element of transformation or purification, even in such a small detail as an archman. You know, the idea is you take water, which is really like a vehicle to transport something, you put it in the heart, and then you listen to this word, inform the water. You give the holy name into it. You are supposed to look with your attention on that drop of water and then chant Om Govindaya Namaha. Now the water has the vibration of the holy name of the Lord, and if I put this informed water, which is almost homeopathically treated with the holy name, if I put this now into my body, then this water, which has the vibration of this spiritual energy in it, the Lord really mixes with the water of the rest of the body. I think you know that the body is made of like 75% out of water, and if you are dehydrated like most of you, then it is maybe 69%, but it's a lot. So water is the most prominent element of all the other elements, except for maybe space in the body, and that is becoming informed or purified by this simple process of archman, doing the archman. I just wanted to give you a little example of something you have just now done that shows you or makes it very clear to you that the idea of this ceremony is purification or transformation. There's a beautiful verse in the Hari Bhakti Vilas which really explains in more detail the idea of transformation. Yatha kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasa vidanataha tata diksha vidanena dvijatam jayate nrinam. The translation of this verse is, just as ordinary bell metal turns into gold when touched by an alchemical process. In the same way, a person becomes twice born through the process of initiation. Let us look a little closer to this analogy. A perfect alchemist, a knowledgeable alchemist, knows how to mix mercury into base metal, and then if he knows he needs to do it, it's not an easy process, not anyone can do it. Even your chemistry teacher in the university will be challenged, he won't be able to do it. But if you know how to do this alchemical process, you get gold from normal metal, which is not very expensive, is not very valuable. So in the same way, the spiritual master knows the alchemy of devotion and therefore is able to transform the disciple. In old times, this alchemy was composed of five elements, really, and you can now see how good this analogy of alchemy is for initiation. You would get a new tilak, which would be called Urdhvapundra. It's a path which leads upwards. Now all of you have already used the tilak before the initiation. During the initiation, or after the initiation, make more use of the tilak, gopi chandan clay, which you use on 12 parts of the body, and which will inform the material body of something spiritual, something which has spiritual value. Then there is tapa, some austerity needs to be done. In our line, it's the four rules and regulations which we adopt. Then there is namaha, it means the holy name is given, and also you are given a spiritual name by which you are known in the spiritual society of devotees. A mantra is given, that is for the second initiates who will receive this mantra after the initiation ceremony. And then yajna means some form of direct communication with the Lord. In our line, there are a few yajnic priests, like for instance Ramananda Gopal has learned this, but we others who may not learn to conduct a fire yajna, we do our yajna, our communication with Krishna, through deity worship. Therefore, those who receive second initiation, it's very important that you engage in deity worship and do this direct communication with the Lord. So these five ingredients in old times, Urdhvapunda, the tilak, tapaha, the austerity, the name, the holy name and your own name, mantra and yajna, or sacrifice. These were the ingredients so that this transformation by an alchemical process could take place. This alchemy was studied, for instance, by the psychologist C.G. Jung. I think you must have heard his name, because he understood that in this process of transformation, we are looking for universal principles which also work in the transformation of an ordinary Mr. Joe who is going bewildered on the streets of Alachua into Jayananda Prabhu, a devotee. Something has to happen, otherwise he will be a normal person. I know one devotee who once told me, Maharaj, every morning I wake up as an atheist. And I told him, your process of transformation is not yet complete, Prabhu. If you have remained the same and you just paint yourself a little bit, you just put an external layer that I'm a devotee, externally, then that's not the idea. My dear devotee, this is not a cultural process, it's a deeply spiritual process. And if you come into a spiritual process, you always look for transformation, where the lower self becomes the higher self and approximates that more and more as you go on. Approximate means you come closer to this. That's the road of transformation. That is what we look for when we go for initiation. Initiation is, in other words, not a process which only takes place once a lifetime. Oh, finally I got my name. Finally I'm acknowledged by the other Vaishnavas. Finally, I got my beads. No, it's something like health. It's not that you get, I'm finally healthy and bus, no longer anything about health. You know, every day you work on your health. You eat healthy, you move, you do things to avoid illness and to come to a more perfect stage of health or wholeness. No? So initiation, don't think it's just a one-time social acknowledgement ritual. It's a deeply spiritual process which is meant in due course of time as you go through the process to transform you, to make you a golden-like Vaishnava who is dancing in the Sankirtan party of Nityananda and Gauranga. Yes. Initiation thus is necessary. The scriptures say, just like it is necessary to offer your food so that it becomes purified or sanctified, it's necessary for you to offer your existence in order to become pure and that you can approach the Lord. No? The Chandogya Upanishad, I was surprised. This is an ancient Vedic scriptures. Says in 7:26:2, by purifying our eating habits, our existence is purified. That means I don't just go to the pizzeria or to the Walmart and just get something and stuff it in. That won't purify your existence, my dear devotees. No, you take whatever you have and you offer it. When because otherwise you will remain impure. By purifying our eating habits, our existence is purified, the scripture says. And when our existence is purified, it becomes possible to concentrate the mind. Isn't that nice? We could stop this chronic distraction evil in our life, where our minds are engaged with everything else except for Krishna. This is because an impure mind cannot remember the pure Lord. Only a purified mind and a purified existence can remember the Lord. So, therefore, we eat our food, of course we do that, but we offer our food, I wanted to say, so that that we become purified in our existence, and that means our minds, so that our minds can think extraordinary thoughts and not ordinary thoughts, and so on. A very scientific process, my dear devotees. It's an alchemical process. This is a great science, alchemy, which was known in Europe, one of the strongholds of alchemy, where it's still practiced a little bit, is Prague in Czechoslovakia. Yeah, and Hare Krishna. I don't want to glorify alchemy here, but initiation. No? That's the idea. It can, when you understand it properly as an ongoing process of purification, it can turn an ordinary mind into an extraordinary mind. That is wonderful, wonderful. So, just in concluding, for this to work, of course, you have to be a little bit mindful of and avoid the things which again contaminate your mind. And especially in devotee or on the Vaishnava path, where we are getting the most powerful spiritual practice, chanting the holy name, we have to be really careful. There are 10 factors, my dear devotees, which can just... now a new English word for me. You will have to help me, maybe. Annihilate, is there a word?
Annihilate.
No, annihilate, but nullify. Nullify is the English word. Nullifizieren in German. It can nullify everything which you do today. It is when you commit the 10 offenses against the holy name. Yes, you have been given a wonderful start. Nityananda Trayodashi, the assembly of Vaishnavas, a supremely talented pujari who every day worships Lord Nrisimhadev since maybe 20 years, no, as a priest?
No.
No?
Maybe eight.
Maybe eight. Eight.
Seems like 20.
Yeah, yeah. So, eight, good. Regularly, daily he does this for some years now. And the blessings of the parampara, Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada, everything is there, but you could nullify it if you commit the aparadhas, which bring you in the opposite direction of where you want to go. No? I think we all know the 10 offenses. We must avoid to criticize and offend Vaishnavas, especially those who go around this world and spread the holy name. We should be mindful that the name Vishnu or Krishna is supreme. No demigod, no powerful being is on par. We should respect the Vedic scriptures. We should not disobey our spiritual master. We should understand the glories of chanting is not an exaggeration. We don't talk about this, how powerful the name is, just to hook some innocent, gullible person to this process. It is true, and it is true today. Very important, we should not commit sinful life thinking we are the saved ones, we are the blessed ones, we are chanting the holy name, that would be, then we can do anything we like. No, that is not good, that is hurting Krishna's heart very much. We should avoid committing sinful activities on the strength of chanting. We should never think that this is a ritual, a dull ritual, like a fruitive, you know, like one of the many rituals and rites which are explained in detail in the scriptures. Do this and then you get that. We should not further not talk about our real jewels of the holy name to the faithless people who will just think not possible, and they will go deeper into the distance from Krishna. We should be attentive. And then, my dear devotees, this is what I think is the most challenging of all, is we should become free from the concept of I and mine. This means we are encouraged to give up our false ego of being, you know, you can read about your false ego in your passport, you know, if you want. We should not remain attached. We should understand, I'm a servant of Krishna, and I should engage in his service. And here I come to the essence of initiation. The essence of initiation, have you ever asked yourself the question, what is it that I'm getting into when I'm initiating? I will say it, and then you can, if it's too much for you, you can get up and leave the initiation fire. The essence really is to engage in those activities that bring pleasure to Lord Hari, which please the Lord. My dear devotees, if Krishna is pleased, the whole world is pleased. If Krishna is satisfied, the whole world is satisfied, and that includes even you. Also you. Why even? Also you. This is the paradigm shift. We are no longer hunting the world for meaningless pleasures. We understand, let me give pleasure to Krishna. This is a big paradigm shift. It takes some time to really become established in this. And therefore, I find this the greatest challenge, because you have to give up your false ego as an enjoyer of this world, no? But this is the whole idea, to come back to your real nature, your original nature, your constitutional nature, your to become real again. And that is to see that you can give pleasure to Lord Hari. And no. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics, this pleasing Krishna through your activities, through your chanting, through your service also, through things which you do, through engaging responsible with other people, you know, being compassionate to them, that pleases Krishna like anything, if you're kind and uplifting to other people's life. No? This, my dear devotees, is the point of Krishna consciousness and also of a Krishna conscious initiation. Because we have to learn this. We become satisfied as individuals if we go to the root of our existence, the origin, the very fundament of being is Krishna. Krishna who feels so much compassion for us here in this world, that he has made so many arrangements for us to come to him. He has given the scriptures, he has given the great devotees into this world. He has come as avatars. Repeatedly, he's there on the altar as the deity. This Lord is a loving Lord, a compassionate Lord. And to wake up from the material illusion means you respond to this. You also give pleasure to the Lord. And then, you will be satisfied. You know this analogy. If one waters the root of a plant, all the leaves and branches are automatically satisfied. Pouring water on the head of the plant brings little benefit. So, my dear devotees, don't always stuff food into your mouth. Offer it to Krishna. Give it first to the root. Very important. And this is an analogy which is for the holds true for the whole life. Don't just think only of me. So boring. Think of what can I do with my little energy and intelligence to please Krishna. And the result is you will be very, very blissful. You will be very effulgent. You will be very Krishna conscious. So as we are, there is an initiation ceremony described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's the initiation of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, and I think Mahaprabhu asked them, asked the devotees to kindly bless the devotees who are taking sacred initiation. And as we go now into the ceremony, I request all of you, my dear devotees, this. I think some of you have been initiated in the past. Most of us have been initiated. Others are thinking about it, to one day be qualified. Doesn't make any difference at this moment. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, I request you to think of these seven devotees who are here. I think the number is right. Let me just check it. Oops, sorry. 5, 5, 5, 5, 6, 7. Yes, 7 devotees are here who receive first and second initiation. I request you to think a little bit about your journey, your own journey. I'm now addressing the devotees who are not becoming initiated today. I'm addressing the rest of us. Think of your journey so far, and you will agree with me, I think, that we all were best in our journey when we could receive and get true devotee support. No? When the devotees understood us, they didn't judge us, they were there to help us. No? We know how much it meant for us to move on in our life. So now I want to request all of you to now extend in your mind this loving support to these devotees. Means you wish them all the best. You can sit and close your eyes, or if you prefer to make an open eye meditation, no problem. Think of the devotees on the sacred initiation. Yagyakund, who sit here, and just think for a moment that until you can really wish them all the best from your heart, no? Deep from your heart. Then I will say, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol, and then you please all joyfully say, Go Premananda. Then you join me in Hari Boing. So let us start now. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Hare Krishna. So, what should we do next?
I guess everybody's waiting for the names. And the vows.
The Nama and the Tapa. All right. We will start with the devotee from Vrindavan. Now living in Mayapur, these devotees, Mitra and Rupanuga. Rupanuga? Yes, Rupanuga Prabhu have dedicated their life to stay in the holy dham. So I will give the beads here to Mitra. Where is Mitra? Yes, please come. She's already, she will get the beads just like this. Her vows have been made already. Your name is Mitra Vinda. You want to reaffirm your vows? No, I thought they are done. Yes, they are done. So, the next person will be Angelica. We have to see. Maybe, Angelica, when you pay your obeisances, it's better this way, because we don't want to point. It's somehow very difficult. Then, yeah, this is good. I will move a little bit back, and we have a little more space. Thank you. You can just pull this back a little bit. Just like this. Like this. So, Angelica, you can speak in Russian. I have some understanding of the Slavic languages.
What are the four rules and regulations, please?
I can say in
Russian.
In English.
If you want, yes.
No, don't eat meat.
No,
eggs,
yes.
And, fish, etc. No intoxication,
yes.
Gambling, not illicit sex.
Yes, that's it, yes. How many rounds a day will you chant?
Every day, 16 rounds.
Wonderful. Even with your dynamic daughter, beautiful daughter, wonderful daughter, 16 is important.
Your good name is Ananda Vilasini Devidasi.
Good.
Yes. Thank you. Mit Dankbarkeit. Dankeschön. Thank you. German language. Thank you. Ananda Vilasini Devidasi is a wonderful devotee. The name means, it's the name of Radharani, one who is blissful and playful. Yeah, I will put it there, and then you can write it down. Yes, the name of Radharani, Ananda Vilasini. Her good husband is Gaur Krishna, the BBT man of the Russian Yatra, and she has a wonderful daughter name?
Dasha.
Yes. So, our next is also Mataji, Bhakti Margarita, also from Russia. So, what are the four rules and regulations, please?
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my vows. I will not eat meat, fish, eggs, eat only prasad.
Yes.
I will not use intoxication. I will not do any gambling. I will not do any illicit sex. I will chant minimum 16 rounds every day and follow you and Srila Prabhupada.
Wonderful. Perfect English, really. Perfect. So your name is also a name of Radharani. Madhuri Madhavi Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna, please take your good seat. Madhuri Madhavi means Madhavi, the name of Radha, who is full of sweetness. Sweetness. And her good husband is here, and Vidya Govinda here. Wonderful, wonderful couple. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Govinda. When they married, they said, Guru Maharaj, we will only have enough property as you can put into one small baggage. Not more. I will not take any vows on that. Hare Krishna. So now, I think all of us have been waiting for this because he is a very dear, wonderful devotee from a wonderful family. And I got to know, I think I consciously saw him when he was with a youth tour in Germany. Maybe I've seen you before, but then you really came into my eyes and my consciousness, and I request you to come forward. It's Sri Ram. Yeah. So, please give your sacred vows. What are the four rules and regulations?
Not eat meat, including fish and eggs.
Yeah.
No gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
Yeah, good. How many rounds a day? A
minimum of 16 rounds every day.
Yeah, and on a busy day?
16 rounds.
It was not easy. How will you give a person who is since his birth a devotee? All I could come with after praying and praying, Ram Govinda Das. Hare Krishna. No. We saved the name Ram. Ram Govinda. It's a very in that name we have a lot of spiritual potency. I know it is sometimes everyone will call you Sri Ram, and maybe we shouldn't raise an issue, but with keeping a new name or starting a new name, we also start like a new life. And I think in your spiritual life, you're going into a new situation. Also in summer, you're going to marry, and so on. So I feel it is good to consciously use this initiation ceremony to and take the blessings which are available with such a ceremony, and from the deities and the Sampradaya, Nityananda, Ram Govinda. I think it's good to see, to make a new start. But if someone starts, if someone calls you Sri Ram, I might even do it. Krishna might, it might just come. No problem. Sri Ram is also nice. So, yes. Wonderful. I wish you all the best, really. I know I'm now soon. I learned this January that I'm practicing Krishna consciousness since 49 years. I'm sure I will make another year. So that is half a decade. And so that is quite some time, maybe longer than you are old. And many of you are old. But I really want to say that this is the most fulfilling journey for the human being. And if you always just keep this one little point,
in mind, that you try to practice Krishna consciousness not in the mood, I should do this, but I want to do it, and therefore you need to find out how can you arrange your life that every fiber in you, every pore in you says, yeah, I want this, I like this, this is the best. You need to be an architect of your life a little bit, to put it in that way, that you are not doing it because you should, but because you want. And then it's very easy. We always do very easily what we want, no? Spontaneously. We don't have to think, you know. Like, I think soon prasadam will be served, and you don't go to the table because I think I should eat. you know, it's a different, a whole different category. I want to take prasadam now. Good. So I wish you all the best, and Hare Krishna. Yes. The yakin. Yeah.
Maybe we have a little. I do some when I do the fire and stuff. I have to do some ceremonies, some mantras. Maybe we have a little kirtan bhajan in the meantime.
Yeah.
Hari Om Sahano Abhadhu Sahano Bunatu Sahaviran Kalavavahi Dechasvinavarita Mastamavarishavahi Om Shanti 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 Om Chai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sarigaura Vakshavrishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Oh.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Bye.
Krishna, Krishna, Chana prayers, because the whole is the old parampara. Mm-hmm. And please follow, when you throw the rice, put it with this mudra, this fingers, like in short, and you can meditate that you throw it from your heart region. I mean, it's kind of a make a conscious offering and conscious surrender of yourself and your life.
Shri Gaura,
Karuna
Shakti,
Karuna Shakti,
Nikahaya,
Nikahaya,
Namaskude,
Namaskude,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Goravani,
Goravani,
Srimurtaye,
Srimurtaye, Dinadari,
Rupa
Durga, Virudapasidanta,
Sanda, Harine,
Harine,
Ah. Kanchana Gaurangi Rani Vrindavaneshwari Vrindavanasuti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Swaha
Okay, now we all have a banana in front of you, and
you
stand up.
Go, Krishna. This is how we have to chant.
In this called Punahuti, we make the final offering with the banana. And I know everybody wanted to throw the banana into the fire, but it just, although it's a big yakya, couldn't throw it aside. The fire will take it when it needs it, when it wants it. And otherwise we will just extinguish the fire. And we all want to circumnavigate the fire later on, and then make lots of smoke. So, okay, let's chant this all together. We all know this prayer, we do it many times a day. Namo Pramya Devaya Go Pramya Hitaya Cha Chakrahitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Namo Pramya Devaya Go Pramya Hitaya Cha Chakrahitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Namo Pramya Devaya Go Pramya Hitaya Cha Chakrahitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Swaha. Vaishnava Namacharya Idam Namaha Idam Vaishnava Namahe Namaha. Om Purnam Mada Purnam Idam Purnam Purnam Udachare Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishare. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Kirtan, please. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachare Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishtare. Akahinam Kariyayinam Vidhinam Chayatmavinas Kutatsavam Achiram Krishna Krishna Prasadada Yatkinchit Vaikanam Chayatam Dosham Prasamanasya Sri Krishna Smaram Karmi. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna purification, but it's good if you remove kind of a white circle.
Thank you. I'm not afraid. Is confounded Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Prem Sakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki Gangamai Yamunamai ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki Harinam Sankirtan ki Samavita Bhakta Vrinda ki Shri Nityananda Trayodasi ki Lord Nityananda Ram ki Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembly. All glories to the assembly. All glories to the assembly. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Ranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, it is good. I'd like to thank all of you who participate and do have a wonderful announcement. Mitra Vinda and her good husband Rupa Yuga have come from Vrindavan with a whole big package of Mahaprasad, I understand. And it's a good way to break the fast, really, with such a really amazing prasadam. Don't we heard how important this purification of our existence is through, for instance, taking prasadam. So I suggest the most practical thing would be, let me first ask a question. Do you all go now to prasadam, to the tent? Well, then I suggest Rupa Nuga and Mita, that you could maybe be outside the temple, and outside means still in the room, but outside the temple door, where it's not so cold, and the devotees can take the prasadam in their hands and proceed towards the tent. Or some of you will maybe get their coats or so on. So they will be just outside this temple door. Yes, so better to go now. And then you please take your prasadam. Yeah. It's blissful, no? Do you also, can you feel that you enter ceremonies or in a way also Krishna conscious rituals, we do this always, that something happens in the atmosphere in your heart? Can you, is it tangible? Tangible means you can almost touch it. This is a tangible thing, it's a microphone, I can touch it. So the atmosphere becomes tangibly so charged. Good. I think at 4 o'clock we continue with kirtan here, and then at 6 o'clock is the katha. Is that correct? You can find the details there, but I think that goes it. Go to Hari. I don't see you, but this is very simple. So please take your prasadam. Maybe some of you want to take a little rest. We want to go. I mean, today we will go moderately into the evening, and tomorrow we will exaggerate. So better get your strings together. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.